from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brandon Ayuk. Okay?
Okay.
Imagine Jed York is being interviewed, and they're asking him about Brandon Ayuk.
I got it. I'm okay. Ready. Yeah, where are we going?
What would you think if Jed York said this?
Oh, boy.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I'm just... I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Yeah, that is the reason.
Yes, sir.
What a sick, twisted man you are,
Jerry,
to play that.
Jones, the owner
that
of the Cowboys.
That was Joe Biden.
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, has a situation on his hands with CeeDee Lamb. Now, CeeDee Lamb's not in camp, but they asked Jerry Jones, hey, you got a sense of urgency?
What
was that? Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school, or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Yeah, that is the reason.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're learning again, Goo.
Now, tell
another
me
learning
about
experience.
What? That is scary. No, seriously, that is whoa.
Every time you say, do you think Jed York's war? Do you think Kyle Shanahan? No, they're not. This is all business for these guys.
Well, I think they're taking a major league, the movie approach, to where they're sabotaging themselves so they can lose and start over, Stoney. So okay, that's different than Jed York, who we expect in the Super Bowl.
The point is,
that was not funny or cute.
That was kind of funny.
That was sad.
I don't think so.
And Norm is 84 with his wits.
No.
Jerry's 81. That, like, I called him the grandfather. That's how I looked at. That was bad.
Okay.
I don't know why I said it. I went to high school and college. First, who's asking you about that? What are you talking about? They're asking you about your stud wide receiver's contract, and you say you went to where? High school and college? WTF! And then I don't know why I said it. Wow. He's running your team. Oh, boy.
Focus on what's important. And what's important is he said, no, I don't feel urgency.
Oh, man.
This is what I mean. We care as fans more than these guys.
Oh, see,
and they're in the game. This is not a huge deal to these guys. They deal with some form of it every year. They negotiate with players every single year.
I agree with
that. And there are instances where things probably get as tangled with CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk as they did with guys that they negotiated with 2 years ago, and it's business as usual. So he doesn't care if CeeDee Lamb misses two exhibition games. Who cares? They'll get him in when they get him in.
As far as the 49er perspective, this is not good. The Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk situation is what it is. They do care, Stani. And this is how we step back sometimes and we judge organizations. Organizations like the Warriors, who throughout the years have been stellar and handled their business. I'm not saying they've been perfect, but this is odd for the Warriors. What's going on in Dallas with Micah Parsons, Dak, and CeeDee Lamb is peculiar. It's strange. But when you hear the guy running it give you that soundbite, like, that, I'm worried. I would call Kaiser. Somebody, we need to just check. Something is going on. That was not cute. I thought they were, everybody laughing.
Okay,
that was not cute, man.
So you've been watching sports for 50 years,
yep,
and you've never seen a coach, a GM, or an owner downplay a situation.
Oh, no doubt. Come on, Sonny.
Well, then what's the big deal?
That a guy like a CeeDee Lamb, who you're not saving, you're going to end up paying him. What are you doing? I don't understand that.
And well, then what? Well, then
Brandon,
why are you
Ayuk
so worried?
Is different, but Trent Williams, the same thing. Unless he wants to relax and be at home and not show up, I think it's fair for any Niner fan to say, what the hell are you doing? That's all, Steiny. Wouldn't you want said player in any sport at practice or camp right before the season kicks off, even if they're not going to play in the preseason game? That's not
ideally,
way to do it.
Ideally, but this isn't the first holdout.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, if you put it that way, you're way more than correct. But,
TJ,
dude, they are an S show in Dallas right now, and that tells you why.
Oh, and they're not here?
This is odd. I don't know what's going on here. A guy wants to get up out of Dallas. Well, you're about to play the sound. Judge for yourself.
Well, I want to get this. Well, okay, here's Hushmanzada.
I just want the 49ers to realize what they have, and Kyle Shanahan fix this situation. Like, you can't have, like, it really is disheartening when other teams, plural, are willing to pay you so much more than your own team, but you're still willing to take less to stay with your own team. Figure that out, because y'all did this with DeForest Buckner. Y'all remember that, right? They traded him to the Colts and drafted Javon Kinlaw because he was supposed to be the answer. And I'm probably guessing if DeForest Buckner was still with the Niners these last few years, they may have a Super Bowl. He was that good up front. And so don't just think you can draft a guy and replace a guy. Like, it's not that easy. And the Niners have been really, really good without Buckner. But they may have a Super Bowl if they had him. So don't let a total of $5, $6 million cost you a Super Bowl.
All right, that's Brandon Ayuk's.
Yeah.
But we talked specifically about DeForest Buckner. Shanahan talked specifically about Buckner, and he told you what their thought process was. And quite frankly, when he did that, I don't have a problem with it. The 49ers know what they're doing. They do. They might be making the wrong decision, or they might not be handling it great, but it's not disheartening when a homegrown guy is less valued at home than on the road. Haven't you ever heard of the grass is greener? I mean, the reality of the situation is the 49ers think they know Brandon Ayuk's value, and they're holding firm to it.
But
period.
Yeah, okay. But I understand. You just said something that hit me. You appreciate the honesty from Kyle Shanahan about D-Buck. But what he said is what I told you, Willard and Dibbs, yesterday, and I think it's fair. Now, it's revisionist history, but you lost Jimmy Ward. You lost Armstead. And Kinlaw was not the correct answer. You thought he was a replacement for Buckner. And I think it's more than fair to step back now and say, damn, what if you had D-Buck? Would you have a Super Bowl? So I think that's fair. But What I don't like about Brandon and TJ, the combo, they're the ones doing all the talking. And my analogy is, Stein.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're trying to convince somebody to love you. You can't do that. If you got to do that, and I've told my kids, it's over. And that's what I feel like TJ, who's doing it right, and to a degree, Brandon himself going on all these outlets, and where has it gotten you? For some reason, Stoney, the Niners feel like $28 million allegedly for Brandon Ayuk. In a crazy world, he's not worth that to them.
Right. He's not.
But the caveat is, how do you get past this? When is this going to come to a head?
Let me help you. No urgency. Because the minute you say, oh, there's a lot of urgency, guess who you're giving all the power to? The player. And I am not a management guy. I'm more player. But you know what? Brandon Ayuk put himself in this situation, and here's where we're at.
So he turned down, allegedly, $32 million to go to New England, wants 2016 for 26 from his current team, so he'd rather take a pay cut to stay here. And that's not, you know what I mean, Stoney? Like, that's not resonating right now with Lynch and Shanny, or York for that matter.
Exactly.
They're telling you, Stoney, we love you, but we ain't paying you 28,
They're
bud.
They're saying we like you a lot, but we don't love you. And we'll be damned if you're going to come in here and try to take us for money that we don't think you've deserved.
I don't want to see this happen, but man, if they are standing firm in the sand, the Niners that is, to go into week one at home against the Jets with no Brandon Ayuk for Purdy to throw to, that would just be many. And by many, Stoney, that would just be crazy as hell. And then is he really ready to stand on business and lose money by not showing up to the games?
We're
weeks away from finding out, I guess.
Exactly. So just relax.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
You're a passionate person.
You're really
Stoney.
Mad that Jerry Jones has no urgency.
No, I'm mad.
You're more mad than he is.
I'm worried about his mentals. I'm worried about his health.
Well, we're worried about yours.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I woke up this morning. Somebody asked Jerry a question in that same interview. 4 seconds went by and not a word came out. I'm like, Jerry, you used to be Muhammad Ali on the mic.
There's nothing wrong with thinking about what you're going to say, take a lesson from Jerry Jones. Evan, play the sound that I've called for.
I told him this. Like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there, and he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like, as have you. Figure it out, Jay York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
Quit begging. And that's what it – I said quit it's like begging. The football version of being on the side of the road. Like, Steiny, everything he said is right, but – that makes me like, it's going the other way. Stop it, TJ.
It's not hard.
Stop it. You're pleading to the owner. You're trying to tell the gal, love me. And she's saying she likes you. I've been there. You can go buy whatever. It's not going to buy her love.
And here's the one thing. Like every single thing that not only TJ Houshmandzadeh said.
He's trying, man.
But everybody says, I can argue the other way.
They're telling you.
Don't let emotions get into it. Oh, Ayuk's been emotionless? Brandon Ayuk has not been emotional. Oh, just the Niners have been. No, Brandon, maybe you've been emotional. Maybe you've been emotional wanting money that you don't deserve because you're not a top three receiver. Man. And here's the other. Oh, everything he's arguing for. If he played for Dallas, he'd have 2,000. He doesn't play for Dallas. And we here in San Francisco, that's right. You're right. Everything you said is right. He's not targeted like him because we don't play that kind of system. Man. It's like
we
are all answering our own questions.
But the one is, how does it end? That's the million-dollar one. Stanley, I appreciate you saying nothing he said was wrong. It's not. It's just at this TJ, you're begging.
Zach in Redwood City, what's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I gotta bring up 3 points. All right.
Yep.
So the first point, Brandon Ayuk. If I'm him, I don't know why you don't want to run it back with this team, but I understand you wanting to get the bag, as Bonte says, because. You deserve it, right? I mean, it's just a matter of $25 million or $30 million. And if everyone on the Niners wants the bag, not everyone's going to get paid. So there's that. My second point, I know you guys haven't talked Warriors yet, but I'm looking at Jaren Jackson Jr. out in Memphis. I don't really think Memphis is there yet. I don't know, man. They got to start making some calls. And my third point, this goes back to the Niners. I'm a Hoosier. I'm a IU grad, and I'm in a huge Niners fan, diehard. And I am so glad Jim Harbaugh's not our coach anymore. Screw that guy, and I hope we whoop up on the Chargers this year.
I disagree. Jim Harbaugh is excellent at his job, man. He could coach my team every time. As far as Michigan, do you got inside? I don't know if he was dirty, Steiny.
The NCAA, unethical conduct. I don't know. What is that, Goo? Okay, no, that's just he's doing things the right way. Hey, if you can do this.
They don't play the Chargers this year, by the way.
If you can find. Harbaugh was asked about it yesterday.
I missed this guy.
He's the GOAT.
I'm excited.
He said something like, yeah, I'm going to end commentary on that or something like that. What?
I'm talking about coaching on the NFL level, Steiny.
This is what I mean. These guys couldn't care less about what you think of them, what I think of them. They don't care. They live in their own world. You think Jim Harbaugh cares that, you know, 30% of sports fans think he's a jerk?
Well, you know what? You got me thinking about what you said yesterday about Trent Williams. You think his teammates give a rat's behind? Like, when he figures this out and he comes back, that they're going to be mad or side-eye? They know this is dude trying to get his money at the end. They're just to what you said, they're going to go about, hey, good to have you back, Stoney. Let's go get him, killer.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.